Yet more worry around public service job cuts, this time around the Ministry of Health and the so-called vape crackdown. We need allegedly more boots on the ground monitoring stores to ensure they don't sell the stuff illegally after these new laws were implemented. Now, Letitia Harding is the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation CEO and is with us. Letitia, morning.
Good morning.
It's always an issue, isn't it? Whatever they say the law will be and actually enforcing it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And quite frankly, we know the ministry hasn't done their job in this area at all.
Why not? Because it can't be numbers, because every government department's had a boost in numbers. Is it attitude?
Oh, I think it's just the fact that, you know, they've spent a lot of time getting around putting regulations in around vaping, but they actually haven't put effort into enforcing them, going out and checking these stores, looking at the compliance for what's being sold online.
Do you have any indication as to whether people are flouting the law, actually flouting the law?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we even have our staff going into to various places that sell vapes. They're still being sold with up to 35 milligrams of nicotine in them. There's certainly vapes out there which don't really comply with being, you know, the disposable vapes regulations that they're supposed to have. So, yeah, definitely.
And would that, if I ping them, if I went into the shop and said, hey, you realise this against that, they'd go, oh, what? I didn't realise, so sorry, or I'm just getting rid of old stock or whatever the case may be.
Oh, exactly. And then, you know, where is actually the enforcement or, you know, the reprimand for them selling these products? And, you know, you've got to remember the Vaping Regulatory Authority that we've been, you know, what we're talking about here, we're still waiting to hear about the annual reports. You know, they're supposed to have these annual reports actually published for the public to see, with certain, obviously, commercial sensitive information not available. But there's some sort of summary that's supposed to be out there. That hasn't even been done. So I'm not quite sure what the Vaping Regulatory Authority has been doing.
So this is lip service, you think?
Well, I think we need to really look at reinvesting, and I'm hoping that's what's going to happen with the disestablishment of some of these roles in the Vaping Regulatory Authority. So what we'd like to see is actually investing of people going out, going to these stores, having a look at online, and then actually putting in some sort of reprimand for them, you know, whether that's penalties, fines, getting serious about this, because at the moment that doesn't seem to be happening.
How much is this actually about? I mean, I agree with you, and of course they should, if you're going to have a law crackdown on it, I get that. But how much of the vaping issue, the health issue, is actually about the individual? I mean, you can crack down till you're blue in the face, but I mean, if the demand's there, the demand's there, isn't it? And that's what you've got to break, presumably.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to break that. We've still got a massive problem with, you know, underage sales, access for our youth to these products. I mean, obviously, that's been the foundation's biggest concern. You know, we're not talking about your over 18-year-olds. You know, it's a bit like I say alcohol. You know, I mean, I quite enjoy, you know, a glass of wine. You know, we're not talking about the adults who are having access to these products. It's the youth. That's still a big problem. So I think that, you know, the way that New Zealand has handled it right from the very beginning has been, in our mind, not the right way.
No, exactly. Couldn't agree with you more. Letitia, appreciate it. Letitia Harding is the boss of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.